Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show. Getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
And a happy Sunday to you as the Bradenton Marauders say hello from BayCare Ballpark, closing out their six-game series with the Clearwater Threshers this afternoon. Thomas and Zarella here on the Marauders pregame show. Final game, again, of this six-game set between the Threshers and the Marauders, the Pirates, and Phillies, single-A affiliates. Marauders lost another tight one yesterday as they were walked off in 10 innings by a final score of 3-2. Marauders scored a run at the top of the first inning. Esmerlin Valdez had one of his two doubles in the ball game after Alfonso had doubled Alfonso in. 1-0 Marauders. And then at the bottom of the third inning, it was Ricardo Rosario's single, and we remained tied until the 10th inning. Marauders had a lead on a Shaleen Polanco sacrifice fly before a game-tying pinch hit double by Trent Farquhar, and then A.J. Shaver walked it off with a base hit down the left field line. So Marauders now have played in 10 one-run contests this season in 20 games. They've also played 5 extra-inning contests in 20 games. I mean, it is just insane. The Marauders have pretty much been there every single game this season. Unfortunately, they've been on the wrong side of some of those results early. But not to fret, because they have a chance to pick up at least a win to close out this series finale. They come in 4-16 on the season. Threshers 14-6. Right-hander Christian Curtis gets the baseball. No wins, no losses. A 7.20 ERA against the left-hander Mavis Graves. 1-1 with a 3.38 earned run average. We'll be seeing Graves for the second time. Curtis, in his second start against the Threshers, his first one coming on his professional debut against the Threshers back on April 7th back at Leacom Park, a 4-0 shutout win for the Marauders. Curtis went 3 innings dead that day, but Marauders have shut out the Threshers twice already this season. Well, it is Sunday, and that means it's a look around the Pittsburgh Pirates organization on our organizational report. We hear from Jack McMullen in AAA Indianapolis, and then AA Altoona John Moses, and you hear from myself about the week that was for the Bradenton Marauders against the Clearwater Threshers. That report is up next here on the Marauders pregame show. We'll get you a lot of some more as well. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't.
Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It's Sunday afternoon, so that means only one thing. A look around the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. You'll hear from Jack McMullen up in AAA Indianapolis, John Moses in Altoona about their week-long series with the Akron RubberDucks, and you hear from Thomas and Zerla myself about the week that was with the Bradenton Marauders. First up, it's the Bradenton Marauders. With a look at the Bradenton Marauders, I'm Thomas and Zerla. Marauders spent the week on the road just an hour north, taking on the Clearwater Threshers, and it was a week that featured so many close results. Marauders dropped 4 of the first 5 games, in which all 5 games have been decided by a grand total of 6 runs. This season, the Marauders have played 10 one-run ball games in their first 20 contests of the season. They've also played 2 extra-inning contests this week, 5 total through their first 20 games of the season. But the pitching staff has gotten back on track after a rocky start to start the season, led by Carlson Reed, Michael Kennedy, and the rest of the Marauders' bullpen. They entered Friday with an ERA of 2.98 since April 16th, the third best in the FSL. The other pitching notes is that the Marauders currently sit tied for second with 7 pickoffs on the season. They picked up number 8 on Saturday night, in which Michael Kennedy has been a beneficiary of 3 pickoffs this season. Here's what Michael Kennedy had to say about where he learned his pickoff move and how he hesitates on the mound, a little bit like Nestor Cortez in some regard.
Last year in the FCL, Mick was a pitching coach last year with Rennie, and we were doing PFPs a lot and CRG, controlling the running game, and the biggest thing for me was I can have deception towards the plate and throwing off hitters' timing, but how can I deceive a base runner? And learning how to move my body towards home while still gaining ground towards first has been big. I like to talk about pitching moves with all of our lefties. I was talking with Furtado the other day, so hopefully we all have a pretty good one by the end of the year, but it's just moving your body towards home while gaining ground to first. That's kind of the only way, because if you just go towards first and don't move towards home, you can't really sell it that way.
Bradenton closes out their week-long series with the Threshers on Sunday. High noon first pitch as Christian Curtis gets the baseball for the Marauders. With a look at the Marauders.
With Double-A Altoona, this is John Moses. After wrapping up a tough week in Bowie last week, Altoona's slide has continued this week at home, dropping 8 straight games overall with 5 straight losses this week against the Akron Rubber Ducks, AA affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. One of the bright spots on the Altoona roster these days is catcher Abraham Gutierrez. Gutierrez joined the organization in a trade with Philadelphia in 2021 and was the roster replacement when Henry Davis got the call up to AAA last season in June. Gutierrez had his 2023 season cut short by a shoulder injury, but has hit the ground running to start the year, ranking in the top three at the AA level in batting average among catchers. Entering play today, he's got a hit in 12 of 17 games played this season with 5 doubles and 8 runs batted in while taking the bulk of the team's reps behind the plate. A Major League invite to spring training this year and getting to see pitches every day has helped the Venezuelan native get off to a strong start at the plate.
Yeah, I think so. I think, like I said, the preparation come behind the scene, like pretty much. But I think that help you for sure and make you better.
With so many big arms on the staff, Altoona's 24-year-old catcher has had a hard time narrowing down who has the best stuff on Altoona's pitching staff, but he's impressed by Pirates 40-man right-hander Braxton Ashcraft.
I think he's fastball, but also the big curveball that he has and the slider. He got a pretty good three pitches there, and like you say, it's incredible.
The Curve hope to end their 8-game losing streak this afternoon. Left-hander Anthony Solomito is on the mound. First pitch is set for 1 o'clock at People's Natural Gas Field. With AA Altoona, this is John Moses.
With AAA Indianapolis, I'm Jack McMullen. Well, Mother Nature really doesn't want the Indians to play in Omaha right now. Unfortunately, a band of tornadoes actually made its way through Nebraska, so that's why the game got banged on Friday, and then Saturday storms persisted. So hoping everybody is safe out there. So the Indians have only played 3 games so far this week against Omaha. Results have been so-so through the front 3, so I figure the best use of our time is look at Paul Skeens' latest start and then catch you up on some season-long numbers for the team's best hitters. First, let's dive into Skeens. Biggest number is pitch count. 71 pitches was the most he has thrown in a game this season. That came on Wednesday afternoon. So if typical scheduling holds, he would start in Indianapolis on Tuesday and would likely push that 70-pitch marker. Line on Skeens on Wednesday afternoon, 4 1/3, 5 hits, 2 runs, just 1 was earned, 1 walk, and 7 Ks. So the ERA sits at 0.53. But something interesting we saw was the pitch mix from Skeens. He threw 71 pitches, 26 were his 4-seam fastball that sat at 99.2. So that's 37% usage after he was around 60% in each of his previous starts this year. He got away from the 4-seamer, he went to that splinker a little bit more, that high-speed splitter that sat at 94.5. He threw that 31% of the time. He got 5 whiffs against it. But that was the pitch that resulted in the most hard contact. Then he went to the slider 17 times. That thing was great as usual. 8 swings, 3 whiffs. So clearly, Skeens was tinkering with his pitch mix. As for the hitters and their season-long stuff, the story offensively has been Nick Gonzalez. And through 22 games, Nick's hitting .385 with a .1027 OPS. Dude's got 14 extra base hits. But a couple other names to note. Jiwon Bae was activated from a hip flexor issue. He was activated from the IL, and he was optioned. Jiwon, in his first 10 games, is hitting .378 with 2 homers, 4 driven in. He's walked 9 times already in 10 games. And the other one is first baseman DH Jake Lamb. The MLB vet and the former National League All-Star has played 18 games to this point. He's walked more than he struck out, 14 free passes, just 10 punch-outs. And he's hitting .382 with a .486 on base percentage and a .1086 OPS. Jake in 18 games, 3 doubles, 3 homers, and 12 driven in. So that's a look at the big 3 at the top of the Indians lineup. We're going to try to get some baseball in this afternoon in Omaha. A 1:05 scheduled first pitch of a doubleheader. Then the Indians head home to see the Toronto Blue Jays AAA affiliate, the Buffalo Bisons, for 6. With Indianapolis, I'm Jack McMahon.
That was a look around the Pittsburgh Pirates organization this past week. Line up some more to come next here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show of the season on May the 4th as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you decide, don't play with matches. Don't play with fire, yeah.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
And welcome back on the Marauders pregame show. Big thank you to Jack McMullen in AAA Indianapolis, John Moses from Double Altoona. That was a look at the week that was for the Pittsburgh Pirates minor league affiliates. It's time now for the starting lineups for both sides, Clearwater Threshers and the Bradenton Marauders on this Sunday series finale, as Marty Malloy, who was ejected yesterday, exchanging lineup cards with Jim Horner, manager for the Marauders, hoping up our Larry Pettis, calling balls and strikes, and then Zach Hovick will be the field umpire this afternoon. Well, let's meet the starting lineups for the Bradenton Marauders as they come in 4-16 on the season against the 14-6 Clearwater Threshers. A little bit of lineup tinkering today on this getaway day, not a far bus drive back after about an hour or so. It is the switch-hitting third baseman Jesus Castillo who bats leadoff. First baseman Omar Alfonso hits second, followed by Esmerlin Valdez, the right fielder, who bats third. Cleanup man's the catcher Garrett Forrester, followed by the left fielder Eddie Rodriguez. Shalene Polanco plays center field and hits six. Batting seventh at DH this afternoon is P.J. Hilson. Javier Rivas back at shortstop. He hits eighth. And Gerald Toledo, the switch-hitting second baseman, rounds out the starting nine for the Bradenton Marauders. They send the right-hander Christian Curtis to the hill today, making his second start against the Threshers this season. It will be his fourth start overall. And now the lineup for the Threshers. It is Trent Farquhar, shortstop, hitting leadoff, followed by T.J. Walton, the DH. Jordan Vires, left-handed hitting right fielder, bats third. Cleanup man's going to be Pierce Bennett this afternoon. He plays left field. Devin Saltabon, the second baseman, bats fifth. First baseman, Keaton Anthony, hits six. Nico Pawaka Grego, the third baseman, bats seventh, followed by the catcher this afternoon, and Luis Caicudo. A.J. Shaver rounds out the starting nine. He plays center field. The hero yesterday had the walk-off hit in the bottom of the 10th inning. Farquhar, who bats leadoff, had the game-tying pinch-hit double. That's the starting nine for the Threshers, as they will turn to the left-hander Mavis Graves, making his second appearance against the Marauders this season, started back on April 7th. Overall in the season, the body of work for him, 1-1 with a 3.38 earned run average for the 20-year-old southpaw in Mavis Graves. Thrasher is getting ready to take the field out of the third base dugout in their red tops, white pinstripe pants. Marauders in the road gray uniforms today as they spill out from the first base dugout. Well, it's morning, about to turn afternoon when we come back here on the Marauders Broadcast Network. First pitch is coming up next, but first, a national anthem. This has been a presentation of the Marauders pregame show. First pitch again next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Teaching your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leecombe Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's go! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Cinzarella.
From BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida, it's a series finale between the Clearwater Threshers and the Bradenton Marauders. Thomas Cinzarella, so glad you could join us to wrap up the last day of your weekend with some afternoon baseball. Our only afternoon game of this week, as Mavis Graves, the left-hander, faces off against the right-hander for the Marauders and Christian Curtis. Marauders coming in, having dropped four of the first five games of this series by a grand total of 6 runs. Each of those five games have been decided by. They played in 10 one-run contests to start the year, so I'd say expect the same here this afternoon, and which the Threshers and the Marauders have been neck and neck the entire way. Threshers walked off the Marauders yesterday 3-2 in 10 innings, the fifth extra inning game of the year for the Marauders. As Graves throws down his final warm-up pitch, and so will be Jesus Castillo. We'll flip around and bat right the switch hitter, followed by Omar Alfonso and Esberlin Valdez. Minimum that the left-hander Graves will face in this first inning. Play ball has been given from home plate umpire Larry Pettis as Graves' first pitch is down and away for ball one. We're off and running. A minute behind today at 12:01 p.m. 8-degree, partly cloudy day in Clearwater, as 1-0 is a fastball on the outer half called strike. It's 1-1. Wind gusting in at 12 miles an hour in from right center. After it was whipping yesterday, about 25, 1-1. Fastball sails up and away at 92 miles an hour. It's 2-1 to Jesus Castillo to open up this ball game, in which Jesus has struggled in this series. So for his first 17, 2-1. Swinging a pop-up, right side, now to shallow right field. Sotoban, the second baseman, backpedals and makes the catch on the outfield grass. One gone on the first inning for Omar Alfonso. Well, let's meet the defense for the Clearwater Threshers. Starting on the outfield left to right, Pierce Bennett, A.J. Shaver, and Jordan Vires is in right. At third base, it's Nico Palacca-Grego. Trent Farquhar, Devin Sotoban, double play due up the middle. Keenan Anthony mans first, and Luis Caicudo does the catching. As Alfonso showed a bunt, pulled it back, and it runs outside for ball one as it caroms out of the glove of Caicudo for ball one. No score just underway from BayCare Ballpark, home of the Threshers in the Phillies spring training facility. 1-0, and a fastball zips on the outside corner, called strike to the lefty batter, and Alfonso, it's 1-1. Sparse crowd on hand today for this early contest, as a 1-1 swing and a chopper left side, fielded by Palacca-Grego, where the shortstop normally is, throws across to first, and it puts away Alfonso. Two gone in the inning. Left side of the infield was swung over. And so two outs, sacks empty for Esmerlin Valdez, the right fielder. You don't really see plays like that anymore where the third baseman is swung on so over the shortstop as first pitch is rolled foul at the third base side for strike one. I remember prior to the shift being banned in the Major League Club and listening to a couple of Major League broadcasts about how broadcasters, Z01 and Valdez loops it out in left center field. Schaefer over to his right, makes the catch. Chastised, but how broadcasters would have to write how it would be a star next win, say. Well, he was in the hole at shortstop, like the play made there by Pawaka Grego. 1-2-3, top of the first, no score. Bottom one next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, May 25th for Military Appreciation Night as we recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear special patriotic jerseys as they take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Current and former military members can receive discounted and free tickets to every home Marauders game. Learn more by visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Bottom one at Bankier Ballpark, no score as Christian Curtis gets his first look at the Threshers this afternoon. Trent Farquhar, TJ Walton, Jordan Fires, three men face Curtis as the right-hander. Curtis fires downhill, first pitch is a fastball, called strike thigh high at 96 miles an hour. It's nothing and one to the left-handed batter in Trent Farquhar. Curtis from the first base side, the 0-1, and it runs it tight. Another heater, it's one ball and one strike. Curtis comes in. No wins, no losses. A 7.20 ERA in his first three starts of the season. A 1-1. And a breaking ball runs high. That was the cutter. It's 2-1. Last start coming against the Daytona Tortugas. Last homestand went four innings in that one. As he sat just above the belt, and the 2-1. There's a fastball called strike on the outer half. It's two balls and two strikes. Allowed three runs on four hits, struck out four, pair of home runs. That's been the bugaboo against him his last two starts. As a 2-2, runs low and in, but a good pitch location for Curtis. It's three balls and two strikes on Farquhar. They're 54 pitches, 36 strikes. 3-2. Breaking ball high for ball four. He walked him. That was a changeup. So leadoff walk to Farquhar to begin this first inning. Brings up TJ Walton. That's one thing he didn't have in his last start. He didn't walk anybody after walking a pair against Clearwater and Lakeland. His first start came on that Sunday series finale. Marauders won 4-0 in a shutout win. Ready, Walton against the right-hander Curtis. First pitch, swinging a ground ball off the leg of Curtis, right to the second baseman. Toledo steps on the bag over to first. They turn two. I don't know if that ball just grazed Curtis or just narrowly missed him, but he Either way, they get the 4-3 double play. And a race's leadoff walk, so quickly two gone, no one on, no score, bottom one. Jordan Fires, left-handed batter. Here's the first pitch of Curtis. It is a curveball, check swing. On a ball in the dirt, he held up, though no appeal. It's 1-0. Let's meet the defense this afternoon for the Marauders. Starting the outfield, left to right, Eddie Rodriguez, Shalene Polanco, Esmerlin Valdez is in right. Jesus Castillo mans third base. Rivas and Delano up the middle. Has another curveball, back doors its way on. For a called strike on the outside edge, it's 1-1. Homer Alfonso mans first, and Garrett Forrester does the catching this afternoon for Christian Curtis. It's 1-1, swing and a miss. Chain speeds again. This time a changeup, it's 1-2. Searching to work a 1-2-3 first inning. The 1-2, and skips in 2-2. Or at least face the minimum after allowing the walk to Farquhar. Another breezy day at the ballpark. Two balls and two strikes, the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Powered a fastball right past him at 96. And so he faces just the minimum and the first inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left on base after one. No score between Bradenton and Clearwater here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Saturday, June 8th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente jersey. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Top of the second inning, Mavis Graves. Left-hander facing the right-handed batter, Garrett Forrester. First pitch is served back to the screen for strike one. No score after each pitcher. Curtis and Graves face just the minimum in their first innings of work. Forrester, Rodriguez, and Shalene Polanco, middle part of the order. As Forrester's coming in, swinging the bat pretty well. 0-1. And swinging a line drive back in the middle and through it to left center, base hit. Rolls into the alley. It's cut off by Shaver on a backhand. And so Forrester holds up at first base. But with that base knock, it's now an 8-game on base streak for Garrett Forrester, who has a .533 on base percentage coming in that 7-game span. He's got the Marauders' first hit today and leads off a first as Eddie Rodriguez climbs in the right side. Graves a look to first and strides on the pitch. So we're going to bounce it to third. Backhanded off the hand of Pauaka. Grego hits off the heel and drops. And so everybody's safe on a tough backhanded attempt behind the third base bag by Nico Pauaka Grego. And runners out first and second. Nobody out in the second inning. Well, they haven't ruled what it is yet on the scoreboard in left center. Either way, Shalene Polanco will step to the plate. lefty batter. After just three pitches thrown in this half inning, has resulted in the first two men reaching. So it is a single for Rodriguez. Pitch to Polanco is downstairs for ball one. Polanco had a sacrifice fly yesterday in the 10th inning that gave the Marauders a 2-1 lead. Four Threshers played at two in the bottom half of the inning. The 1-0, swinging a pop foul behind to him out of play over the seats for strike one. Similar to Jesus Castillo, Polanco's just in a bit of a funk right now. He's 0-4 in this series, 0-14. It has been a very low-scoring series as a 1-1. Breaking ball in the dirt, 2-1. For both sides, really, and you look at the scores this week, the highest run total scored was 5 on back-to-back nights by the Threshers. Riders scored 4 back on Thursday, 3 on Wednesday. 2-1, fastball ripped back to the screen for a strike two. So obviously when you have two really good pitching teams like Clearwater and Bradenton, well, the averages are going to take a hit a little bit. Right now, runners at first and second. Two balls and two strikes, the pitch from Graves. Swinging a ball rolled foul at the first base side. And they'll try it again. Marauders hoping to get this first run on the board, which they did yesterday in the first inning, and then did so on Friday in their 1-0 shutout win on the Hilson go-ahead home run. Lefty Graves sent from the letters, a deep breath, and the 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. That one off speed there. First punch out for Graves, one gone in the second. Here's P.J. Hilson. Well, let's meet the left-hander Mavis Graves. 20-year-old, 6'4", southpaw native of Greer, South Carolina. Was a six-round pick in 2022 by the Phillies. And first pitch, the right-handed batter Hilson as he chops and misses at it for strike one. Well, he was selected in the same high school class and out of the same high school as a pitcher we saw last week. And Adam Cernowski out of Eastside High School, just outside Greenville, which is where the Greensboro Grasshoppers are playing this week. Gets the Greenville drive. 0-1, and Hilson cuts and misses at a slider. It's nothing and two. It was a high school that had just one draft pick in their history, and they had two pitchers in the same year. Eastside High School had one draftee ever, a 46th rounder in 2010, a round that no longer exists. Graves set, look to second, and the 0-2. Hilson line drive back up the middle, snared by Farquhar, flips to second, inning-ending double play. Ball hit right on the screws, but right on the shortstop, Farquhar, and they end up doubling off Forrester at second to end the second inning. No runs, two hits, man left on base. One and a half of the books, no score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game?
Well, now you can. Join us for our first Paws and Claws Night, presented by White Claw, on Friday, May 3rd, as the Marauders take on the St. Lucie Mets. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Bottom two, Christian Curtis still pitching a scoreless ball game. Our Marauder starter, first pitch downhill, check swing by Pierce Bennett. He offered at it, said Larry Pettis, home plate umpire. First strike one. Walk, double play, strikeout for the first inning for Curtis. Each team with a double play so far. Lineout double play in at that last half inning. 0-1 and a breaking ball misses low for ball one. One ball and one strike. Between Curtis and Pierce Bennett, followed by Devin Saltabon and Keenan Anthony. 1-1. Curveball skips in the dirt. 2-1. Now Bennett also riding a lengthy on-base streak. He's reaching 8 straight this series, 4-for-10 with a pair of doubles. He's hit well against the Marauders this season. 2-1. That's in tight, nearly hits him as he scoots out of the way of a fastball 96. It's 3-1. Well, Bennett is 9-for-21 against the Marauders this season. That's a 4.29 average. He's got three doubles and has driven in four. 3-1 from Curtis. Is a fastball just outside ball four. Forrester trying to bring it back on to the outer half. So second walk issued by Christian Curtis. Leadoff man's aboard for the second straight inning. Brings up Devin Saltabon. Curtis now tying his career high his first year in the Pirates organization, working from the stretch in first base, start of the rubber. First pitch is whistled back to the screen for strike one. 12th round selection out of Arizona State last year by the Pirates, native of Beaumont, Texas. He'll turn 22 in about 11 days. The 0-1, ball in the dirt. Picked up by Forrester, it's 1-1. Primarily a fastball, cutter, curve, changeup mix. And works in a slider, too. A little bit of everything from the right-hander. A lot of stuff. Runner in motion, Curtis steps off. Now they have him in a rundown. Curtis flips it back to first, and they tag him out. Bennett just started running to second base, mistimed it, and ends up getting picked off. That's the Marauders' ninth pickoff of the season as a team. And again, leadoff walk, quickly erased on the base pass. So one ball, one strike on Saltabon. Nobody on, one out, bottom two, no score. And the pitch. There's a curveball. Boy, that looked good. Must have been just a bit high on the 5'9" Devin Saltabon. So it's 2-1. Curtis is not listed as a top 30 prospect, as a 2-1 is hit foul down the right field line out of play. It's 2-2. But a guy that Baseball America has as one of the 20 breakout MLB prospects for 2024. They released it right before opening day. Pitch. Swinging a ball lifted in the air, right field. Valdez, first baseman out, makes the catch off his left shoulder. A tough play, battle the sun, and puts away Saltabon. That's Alfonso, excuse me, made the catch. And so Keaton Anthony, first baseman, coming up. There are just so many Marauders who play three different positions. You know, Valdez plays the outfield, has been the DH first. Alfonso, catcher first. Forrester, catcher first, third. As a first pitch fastball is a called strike to Keenan Anthony, it's nothing and one. which it is important for versatility to have for a guy. You can make yourself valuable to an organization, as the 0-1 is outside with a heater. It's 1-1. Two outs, no one on, no score, bottom two. Right-hander Christian Curtis against Keaton Anthony. Works in the wide up the pitch. So we're going to roll her to third. Back behind the bag, Castillo Fields throws across the diamond and gets him by a step and a half. And it's another inning where first man reaches on a walk, picked off, and the minimum just faced here in the second inning. Six up, six down for Christian Curtis. Top of the third next. No score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
Top of the third inning from Baycare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida. First pitch to Javier Rivas is inside with a fastball at 91 for ball one. 8-9-1, two up. Rivas, Toledo, and Jesus Castillo still searching for their game's first run. As the 1-0, Rivas takes down and away. Another fastball from Graves. It's 2-0. He's thrown out 23 pitches in his start, 16 strikes. 2-0. There's a changeup down and away, 3-0. On Rivas with Gerald Toledo, switch hitter on deck. 3-0. Fastball down and away, ball four. So Rivas walks. Another guy that has struggled in this series, 0-15, but showed out last Sunday at his best game of the season. Rivas went 3-4. Home run, a pair of doubles. He jogs down to first. Leadoff man aboard. First walk issued by Graves today. And Gerald Toledo steps in the right side. Graves from the third base side of the rubber. First pitch is belt high, called strike, a fastball. It's 0-1. Graves started that Sunday series finale game against the Marauders as well, against Curtis. As the 0-1 changeup runs away. 1-1. Gave him a run. Was earned on four hits, two walks, three strikeouts, and four innings on the hill. 1-1, and Toledo fouls it back. So they'll do it again. Well, the run came in to score in the third inning. It was a leadoff walk issued to Juan Jerez. And then stole second and ended up scoring on an error. But a single later in the inning by Valdez still would have scored him anyway, so that's why it was earned. 1-2 to Toledo. And a breaking ball, caught third strike on the outside corner. And now he uses a challenge, but I think that will still remain a strikeout. Larry Pettis puts the earpiece on, and it's a strike.
It remains strike three.
So Marauders use their first challenge, and they lose it as Toledo goes down looking. Second punch out for the southpaw. Graves gets a much-needed first out in the top of the third. Rivas leads off of first. Lineup card flips over to the top as Jesus Castillo stands in. Throw over to first, but Rivas is in standing. After that start in Bradenton for Graves, had a not-so-great start against Fort Myers here at home. Pitch to Castillo, showed a bunt, and he didn't pull it back in time. As he couldn't make contact with the pitch, it's nothing and one. Gave up three runs on three hits, walked two in an inning and two-thirds. And then on the road in Dunedin, his last one went five scoreless, struck out nine. Pitch to Castillo is swung on, looped up in the air down the right field line. Long run for Viers, loses the cap as it hops off the track and into the seats for strike two. Boy, Jordan Viers, every time he goes for a fly ball, loses the hat. I'm going to have to get him a tighter hat. Saw it the other day when he was in the outfield. He was playing right on Thursday as the 0-2 is chopped to third. Fielded by Pawaka Greco, moving to his left, the second for one. Back over to first, they turn a double play. Second straight inning, the Marauders get into a double play to end an inning. Leadoff walk, strikeout, double play, ends the third. Still scoreless, two and a half have come and gone in Clearwater here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Bottom of the third inning from Baycare Ballpark as Christian Curtis faces 7, 8, and 9. He's tired the six men a variety of different ways. First pitch is pop foul, third base side out of play for strike one to Nico Pawaka Grego. Luis Kaikuto, AJ Shaver to follow. Bottom three, no score. Runners have both hit so far. Two men have reached, though, for the Threshers on a pair of walks. 0-1, swing and a pop up. In play this time, left side of the diamond. Rivas, shortstop, back pedals out, but now the left fielder, Rodriguez, comes in. Just shy of the infield track, and it puts it away. And leadoff man retired for the first time today. Luis Kaikuto, the catcher. Trent Farquhar worked a full count, walked leadoff the first inning. Then a double play raised him. Last inning, Pierce Bennett worked a walk to start off the second before he was picked off. Kaikuto, the catcher, takes a fastball that runs down and away from the right-hander Curtis for ball one. I mentioned the Marauders picking up that pickoff for them on the season. It is as fastball misses 2-0. It is their ninth pickoff of the year. They came into today after they had one yesterday. McMillan picked it up. or Furtado, excuse me. 2-0. Fastball caught, catches the inside corner for a called strike, 2-1. They're now tied for first in all of minor league baseball in terms of pickoffs with the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, the Phillies, AAA affiliate. 2-1, Kaikudo serves it out to right field, slicing away from Valdez. The right fielder gets down for a base hit. Rolls up against the corner as Kaikudo shuts it down as he chugs to second base with a stand-up double. That's the first hit today, allowed by Curtis. A one-out double from Kaikudo as A.J. Shaver comes to the plate. Looking to break open this scoreless ball game in the third. And the Hudson Valley Renegades and New York Yankees high affiliate also have 9. Also my former team last year. So maybe it's just something that I bring the good juju. Here's A.J. Shaver, who was the hero yesterday. Walk-off RBI single down the left field line in the 10th inning. Righty-righty matchup, and the first pitch. Fastball whipped out and missed for strike one. The right-hander Curtis. Off to see how today. Check back in on Tuesday. Marauders are back home taking on the Fort Myers Miracle, starting a 12-game homestand against a Twins single-A affiliate. 0-1. Fastball on the outer black called strike at 96 miles an hour. It's nothing and two to Shaver. It was 0-7 in the series coming in before that hit last night. He came in as a pinch runner for Ricardo Rosario, was hit by a pitch on the front knee. And then left after that. 0-2. Curveball, check, swing on the ball, the dirt. But Shaver held up. It's 1-2. On the season, he's just 3-15 now in his sixth game. As one home run as the only extra base hit. 1-2. Curtis set just above the belt. A look to second and the pitch home. Swinging a high bouncer to first, scooped up by Alfonso on a front hop, and flips on to first to Curtis. As Kaikudo advances to third base. So still a runner at third, with two gone now in the third inning. And a scoreless ball game. Top of the order comes back around Trent Farquhar, who also was part of late night magic yesterday. Pinch hit game tying double off the right field wall. The left-hander steps in, first pitch. It runs low and in for ball one. Farquhar, though, with a 12-game on a base streak coming into today. Now make it 13 with a walkie out in the first inning. The 1-0. Low and in again with a heater at 97. It's 2-0. Right now that would be tied for the second longest active streak. In the Florida State League, Kobe Morales has reached base in 16 straight. 2-0. Breaking ball to dirt. Great block by Forrester, who slid to his right with the glove and knocked it down for ball three. Jesus Castillo's 15-game on-base streak for the Marauders was the longest to start until Morales for the Tampa Tarpons reached base. So it's 3-0 on Farquhar. T.J. Walton on deck for the Threshers. Scoreless ball game in at third, two gone. And a 3-0. Breaking ball low for ball four. This with the curve, so Farquhar walks for the second time. And it's runners at first and third with two outs for T.J. Walton as Garrett Forrester goes to have a chat with the young right-handed starter. Well, for Curtis this season, it has come similar to how Kennedy was for his first two starts, where Michael Kennedy, that is. It was around the fourth inning and the second top of the order where, you know, things just caught up to him. Guy's getting a second look. Walks. He's walked three today now, which is Career high. And the two home runs were the one thing that hurt him in his last start on Sunday against the Tortugas. You know, one came in the first inning to Johnny Escaño, and then it was a two-run home run in the fourth. Otherwise, he was really good in that outing. First pitch to Walton. There's a fastball high and in for ball one. Not really outside of that. After the home run he gave up in the first inning, was a one-out home run. Retired the next four. Yerlin Compadon then doubled but was picked off to end the inning. And the next five men were retired as Walton fouls it back to the screen. It's 1-1. Then Alfredo Duneau had a swinging bunt up the third base line for him to reach, so a little tough luck there. And then Ariel Amonte, the next batter, hit a home run. And kind of your bloop and blast worked against Curtis in his last start. Now spinning fire to first base. As Farquhar is in standing. Right now, it's just been trying to pound the zone. 41 total pitches for Curtis. He's thrown 20 strikes, so below 50% in his outing today. 1-1. Swing and a foul back again. It's 1-2. This is a big pitch upcoming here for Christian Curtis. In a scoreless ball game. This has been a low scoring series between Clearwater and Bradenton. Right is set above the belt. And it spins again to first base this time. A dive from Farquhar. No tag applied by Alfonso, the first baseman. So that has been two disengagements for Christian Curtis. Shakes off the catcher. Forrester now gets a sign. Black glove from the belt to pitch. Swinging a check swing pop foul. Down the first base side again. Into the second level of seating. As now Forrester comes out with the first and third play. Looks to the first base dugout, gives a sign in front of home plate. One ball, two strikes. Trying to put away T.J. Walton to end this third inning. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Branky ball in the dirt. Fist bump from Garrett Forrester, the catcher. As they get Walton swinging second punch out for Curtis. No runs, a hit. Two men left on base. We move on to the fourth inning. No score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the fourth inning, Omar Alfonso climbs into the left side, taps home plate twice as he faces the southpaw Mavis Graves for the second time. First pitch fastball called strike. Now at the bottom of the zone, it's nothing and one on Big Omar. Alfonso grounded out to third base his first time up. As he calls timeout here and now steps back into the left side. Left side of the infield is swung over. Third baseman Polanco Grego playing with a shortstop wood. And the 0-1 is smacked up in the air, deep to left center field. Bennett on the run, back to his left. He can't get there. It's over his head, and it bounces over the wall. Ground rule double for Omar Alfonso. Another double in the series for Alfonso. He's at second base. His hitting streak as well has moved from 6 games to 7. His fourth two-bagger of this hitting streak. And showing all signs of the field, too. He went to the opposite way. And the wind blowing in from right center. Still gets it over the head of Bennett. So he's at second base. No one out. Top of the fourth inning, Esmalin Valdez. Righty batter. First pitch. Checks his swing on the ball. The dirt for ball one. Alfonso's fifth double of the year, which is tied for the team lead with Juan Jerez. That's the one thing the Marauders, they don't have a lot of home runs, just 7, but 31 doubles now. 1-0, and Valdez scorches it to center field, but right at Shaver, who comes in and makes the catch to his right. A sharp line out as Valdez is retired, one gone in the inning for Garrett Forrester. Bradenton has dropped 4 of the first 5 games of this series. First 5 games have been decided by a grand total of 6 runs. Plenty of one-run games in this series. As the first pitch to Forrester is a called strike on the outer half. The only one that wasn't was Wednesday's 5-3 win for the Threshers. They scored 1 in the 8th inning to pad their lead to 2. Graves looks his second and now fires home. And a fastball called strike at 93 on the outer edge. It's nothing and 2 to Forrester. He extended his on-base streak to 8 games with a single back in the second inning. Trying to score Alfonso to plate this game's first run. The 0-2. And Forrester fouls it back off the glove of Kaikoudalas' screen. And they'll try it again. Big call on the right side with Saltabon, the second baseman, holding on Alfonso. 0-2. Breaking ball back up the middle off of Graves' leg in a left field base hit. Alfonso rounds third. He's in to score on an RBI single from Gary Forrester, and the Marauders have a 1-0 lead in the top of the fourth. But boy, that ball was scorched off the bat, hit right out the leg area. Graves was hopping around for a second. He still is. Garrett Forrester, a 2-for-2 day down at the plate. But again, the attention now turns to Mavis Graves on the hill, as the entire staff out there. Gustavo Armas, the pitching coach, Martin Malloy, the manager and the trainer, and Samantha Myers. Going to have Graves try to throw a few pitches here. Well, the Marauders, for the third straight day, score first. They won 2 days ago, lost yesterday when they did. And it appears that Graves will stay in this ball game as Martin Malloy, Gustavo Armas, and Samantha Myers, the trainer, headed back to the third base dugout. So one run in on the single from Garrett Forrester. He's out of first with one out, top four. Eddie Rodriguez, left fielder, steps in the right side. Takes a pitch low and inside for ball one. Now prior to the Marauders winning their first road game of the season, as a 1-0, swing and a miss. Now back pick to first, and Forrester isn't standing. For their win on Friday night, the Marauders had won 3 games this year. All three had come in the daytime. They had not won a night game until Friday night. The 1-1. Breaking pitch whiffed at a miss. Now it's a changeup out in front of. It's 1-2. It was one of those wacky trends for the Marauders to start the season that they were on. In which two of those day games came on Sundays. They won the series finale at home against Clearwater. Then a walk-off game winner on Sunday against the Tortugas at home. We could go to the day. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Tied him up on a slider down and in. Third punch out for Mavis Graves. Puts away Rodriguez. Two gone to the fourth inning for Shalene Polanco. Two outs, one run in, 1-0 Marauders. First pitch to Polanco is a high chopper foul up the first base side for strike one. So win today would be their second of the series. They lost the series yesterday on the walk-off, so they've chopped their first now four. And a pitch down and in, gets away with the glove of Kaikuda to the backstop. Advances Forrester to second base. Probably going to be a wild pitch. Now count one ball, one strike on Shalene Polanco. And they get one more against Graves in this half inning. Come set from the third base side of the rubber, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nasty slider down and away. That was tailing away from the lefty Polanco. It's one ball, two strikes. As he uses his allotted timeout. Graves looking to end this fourth inning right here. Marauders trying to keep it rolling with Garrett Forrester at second base. He singled home Alfonso. 1-2. Check swing. And he offered. Fourth strikeout. Same pitch, a slider down and away. Back-to-back K's for Mavis Graves. But a run on two hits, a man left on base. 1-0 Marauders after 3.5 in Clearwater on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecom Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom four, Christian Curtis now pitching with the lead after Garrett Forrester RBI single. First pitch to Jordan Viers is cut on and missed for strike one to begin this bottom of the fourth inning. Pitch home is outside. One ball and one strike to Jordan Viers. Curtis threw his most pitches in his last half inning through 18 after a dozen, then a baker's dozen in the first and second. One ball, one strike, the pitch. And change up outside. 2-1. Devires, Pierce Bennett, Devin Saltabon. And this fourth inning series finale in Clearwater, Florida. Two balls and one strike, the offering. And a fastball just outside. And now a challenge by Forrester. He was set up on the inside corner. Pitch was thrown on the out, so Forrester had to reach out to get it. It might have looked a little awkward for Larry Pettis, the home plate umpire. That's why pitch frame, they always teach you, as Forrester tried to do there. And it's still a ball. So it is ball three. But now the Marauders are down to just one challenge. They're 0-2 today. Three-one to Viers, with Bennett on deck, and the pitch, check swing, and a fastball is right there on the outer half when they try to go before 3-2. But that's why in pitch framing, where Forrester attempted to do what he did, was shuffle his body weight over to the left to catch its center mass. It looks more appealing to an umpire. 3-2, down and away for ball four. He walked him. So the walks have been the one issue today for Curtis. Hasn't been hurt yet, but that's his fourth today. He's allowed just one hit. A double to Luis Caicudo last inning. He was left at third base. So man on, no one out. Pierce Bennett climbs to the plate. He walked his first time up to begin the second inning. And a toss over to first. Nearly able to pick off Jordan Viers, but he's in safely. Bennett was picked off in the second inning, but his first plate appearance, though, after a walk. Now three of the four innings today, a walk has begun the inning. Pitch home, runner in motion, pitch swung on and missed, throw down to second base, and they got him. Threw him out, good throw from Garrett Forrester as he catches Viers out of the base paths. And nothing one to Pierce Bennett. Now for Garrett Forrester, his first year as a catcher in pro ball. Catches his second man, and now a pitch clock violation against Pierce Bennett, and so it's nothing and two. Oh, man. Things going from bad to worse for the Threshers in this fourth inning. And it's nothing and two on Bennett. Curtis's pitch is a curveball in the dirt for ball one. So now there's nobody on base. One out, bottom four, 1-0, Marauders leading. And Bennett's behind, one ball, two strikes. Curtis is searching for his third punch out of the day, the pitch home. Swing and a bouncer, right side. Toledo charges in, fields in between the bases and throws to first. What a way, Bennett, and two gone in the inning. Well, Threshers have done that a few times in this series where they have just run into outs. The Marauders really did that at the end of last series as well against Daytona, where they made a couple base running errors. And now they've cleaned that up. Watch the tape, and they've learned from it. Devin Saltabon, first pitch, takes low for ball one. So yesterday, Miller get picked off, overran second base, and so Zapata stepped on the third base bag on a force play, then got Miller, who overran second, as a 1-0. It's high and away, 2-0. But that's really what this level is about. No more short season A for a lot of these players. It's either complex to here in the Florida State League or single A. 2-0. And a fastball on the inner half called strike to Saltabon. You just see that a lot for a lot of those high school guys that maybe go play in the complex, then go short season. Obviously, this low used to be high A. As a 2-1 breaking ball is high, 3-1. While the New York Penn League was short season A, the Northwest League, which is now high A, was short season A for a number of years. Bounces in, ball four. And Curtis a bit frustrated. Just hasn't had the command and control today. But again, hats off to him. He's worked around that traffic. still battling out there. His fifth walk today. Second in this half inning as Keenan Anthony steps to the plate. Runner at first, two outs, bottom four, 1-0 Bradenton. Anthony 0 for 1, grounded out to third to end the second inning, hoping to do the same here. Curtis's pitch is low and away for ball one. Second baseman Toledo playing just to the right of the bag. Big hole on the right side. Spinning a toss to first base. Trying to pick off Sotoban. They already have one pick off today. One out. That's a called strike on the outside corner. 1-1. Curtis set from the belt and deals home. So we're going to foul back to the screen. It's 1-2. Thrasher's after today. Obviously, every minor league team has an off day on Monday. Now they will start a trip in Lakeland, taking on the Flying Tigers, which that should be a really fun series. Thrasher's right now on the foot of State League standings. Well, they are in first with a 14-6 record. It's tied for the league best record with Jupiter, who's also 14-6. As Curtis, a toss to first, and nearly got him again. And so one ball, two strikes on Keenan Anthony. That's the second disengagement, though. And the pitch. Swinging a foul back to the screen. He'll do it again. Lakeland is 13-7. They dropped the game yesterday against Tampa Tarpons. Well, that'll be a fun series. And which the Marauders, they play the Thrashers 21 times this year, the most of any opponent in the FSL. 1-2. Breaking ball, pop foul out of play. So this is over the second series against them. They'll play a series from June 4th to June 9th back at Lecom Park. Then the end of the month of June with a series right back here at Baycare Ballpark, June 25th to June 30th. They don't play each other the rest of the season. July, August, first week of September. Usually August, Mars have their two-week road trip to the east side. Take on Palm Beach and the St. Lucie Mets. One ball, two strikes, and the pitch. Fastball up and away. Back pick from Forrester to first, and had a long dive. He's in safely. So Sotoban's been tested over there at first base. As Forrester had a good idea. Sotoban got a bit greedy with that secondary lead. Two balls, two strikes. There goes Sotoban. A pitch is down and away. Throw from Forrester to second base is late. And Sotoban swipes it. First stolen bag of the day. We're now 1-for-2. Or 1-for-3. Include Pierce Bennett, who was caught stealing. The count's full on Anthony with Nico Pawaka-Grego on deck. Curtis downhill the pitch. Swing and a pop up. Shallow right center. Valdez charging in the right fielder. Makes the catch with two hands on the run as he meets Toledo out there to put an end to this fourth inning. No runs on, no hits. One man left in scoring position after 4-1-0 Marauders here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
First pitch to P.J. Helson from Mavis Graves is cut on and missed for a strike one to begin this top of the fifth inning at BayCare Ballpark. Marauders 1, Threshers nothing. RBI single from Garrett Forrester last inning. There's a difference so far. 1-1 from the southpaw is a change-up check swing. And either called strike or I'm saying it's on the check swing by Hopewood umpire. And Larry Pettis, as Helson tried to challenge it then. Don't blame him. That pitch was high and away out of the zone. 0-2. And breaking ball, check swing, and called third strike. Oh, boy. Helson kind of got a tough shaft there. I don't even know if that's a called strike. So 5 punch-outs for Graves. One out, no one on for Javier Rivas. Gerald Toledo to follow in this fifth inning. As Graves tries to go 5 again for his pitch, Rivas checks his swing at a ball in the dirt, and he went around, said Zach Hovick. Graves went 4 innings again in the opener, just an inning and 2/3 in his second start, and then 5 innings last time out. 0-1, and high and away. Boy, a spinning grab from Luis Caicudo, the catcher. It's 1-1. Rivas, who walked his first time up. And the 1-1. That's outside, 2-1. It is Sunday. Let's take a look at some of the scores in the Pittsburgh Pirates organizational scoreboard. A big league club snuck out an extra inning game yesterday. Brian Reynolds with the home run. Connor Joe, as Rivas swings in a slow roll to short. Farquhar charging in. He can't field it. Ball drops. He tried to scoop and throw on the run. And so Rivas reaches first, and which they're going to rule an error on Farquhar. Farquhar's first error of the season allows Rivas to reach with one out, top of the fifth. Bucko is playing a 405 game out at Oracle Park in San Francisco as the first pitch fastball sails high and away for ball one. Graves has lost his control here in this half inning. He has missed high and away a number of times by a good amount. One ball, no strikes the pitch. And fastball is high, 2-0 to Toledo, switcher to batting right. Triple-A Indianapolis, boy, they have had a tough weather series in Omaha. Slated to start a 1:05 p.m. doubleheader against the Storm Chasers because they've been postponed the last two nights as Toledo watches pitch go up and away, 3-0. They're in a delayed start in Omaha, so supposed to start 3 minutes ago. That is not the case. Altoona bottom one right now, MILB.TV, free game of the day. Taking on the Akron Rubber Ducks, 3-0. Fastball outside, ball four, and so Toledo walks. First walk, or second walk issued today by Mavis Graves. Rivas walked on four pitches as well in the third inning, so runners at first and second. With one out, top five, 1-0 Marauders. Here comes Gustavo Armas, the pitching coach out from the third base dugout. And some action up in the bullpen. In right field. So Anthony Solomito is on the mound in that one. Right now he tossed up a scoreless top of the first inning, but boy, it's been a tough go for the Curve. They have lost eight games in a row. And looking to right the ship here today. Curve 5-14 on the season. And then Greensboro taking on Greenville Drive. Series finale there. Alessandro Ercolani. 1-1, a 1.38 ERA for the San Marino native. Runners at first and second. Marauders trying to end their series on a high note. Top of the order coming back around Jesus Castillo. And a batter against the southpaw Graves. First pitch is inside for ball one. Castillo for two today. And it's hitless in this series. A guy that reached base safely in his first 15 contests. The 1-0. And off-speed pitch outside. 2-0. Boy, Graves was really good in these first four innings. With the control and the command, and he's lost it in his outing today. It's now six straight balls he's thrown, at least, as the pitch home is outside, 3-0. That is seven straight balls in danger of walking the bases loaded to bring up Omar Alfonso, which was a good note for the Marauders. Graves set, 3-0, and Castillo taking the entire way. It's a fastball called strike, and this is their last challenge. Well, this is big here if they lose it. And it's a strike. I thought so, too. So Marauders have no challenges the rest of the way. That's a big note. Here, not even halfway home. They're 0-3. Three-one, swinging a fly ball out to right field, fires, now trots in a few steps, makes the catch. But the second out of the fifth inning as Alfonso comes to the plate with two on and two outs on a 1-0 ball game.
First baseman Omar Alfonso.
As Graves, pitch count still good for him compared to Christian Curtis. Graves has thrown less pitches then Curtis, 63 right now compared to 66 for Christian. But Alfonso at the plate. Lefty-lefty matchup as Graves tossed to first base. Oh, as Anthony snuck over trying to sneak attack on the man at first, Gerald Toledo. They try to pick him. And the pitch to Alfonso bounces in, gets away from Caicudo. So wild pitch advances Rivas at third, Toledo to second. Takes away the force out. And pitch one ball, no strikes on Omar Alfonso, who comes in as a team leader in average coming into today, hitting 286. And Alfonso having a good series, missed a few games. Middle of the week is the 1-0. There's a slider outside, 2-0. But coming to the day was 3-for-7 with a pair of doubles. He's 1-for-2 today with a double. He doubled and scored in the fourth inning on a ball hit to left center. Trying to break open this ball game. Riders have a one-run lead right now. Would love to have some more offense. 2-0. And Alfonso swings and misses. That ended. Oh, and now it's a foul tip. Alfonso saying no. I don't think he did not foul that, as Rivas came would have come in to score. I think that ricocheted off the glove and then the gear of Caicudo. And so, again, that's another possible missed error. Had the sack fly yesterday in the fourth inning that, you know, could have gone the Marauders' way. It did not. Now, there's no argument from the first base dugout. But Alphonse is the only one who knows. He didn't foul it. 2-1. And that's a called strike letter high, 93. It's 2-2. Especially the way Caicudo reacted. He went to go chase the baseball, but he also went to readjust his glove because he didn't catch it cleanly. 2-2 to Alfonso, and a fastball low and away. It's 3-2. So big pitch here. Runners at second and third, two outs, 1-0, Marauders top five. Three balls, two strikes, the offering. Swing and a miss, strike three. Alfonso took a big cut at it, but couldn't connect. And so six strikeouts for Mavis Graves. Leave two runners in scoring position. No runs, no hits, an error. Two left, halfway home. 1-0, Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Smokey the Bear. Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire. Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bottom five, Bradenton 1, Clearwater nothing, as Nico Pawaka-Grego, 7-89. Two up against Christian Curtis, the starter. Chops it foul the first pitch up the right side. It's nothing and one. Marauders leave two men stranded in scoring position. As the 0-1, swinging a pop-up. Right behind Tom, Forrester now sheds the mask, but runs out of real estate. It's into the fourth row. Almost got a big hop up to us in the booth. Need a long fishing net, but it's nothing in two. On Pawaka-Gregg, who flat out to left his first time up. His 4-for-8 of the series, Pawaka-Gregg is, had a three-hit day on Wednesday, which he fell a home run shy of the cycle, I should say. Curtis's 0-2 pitch. Here it is. And that's down and in. It hits him. Well, there have been a number of 0-2 hit batters by the Marauders this series. Now, yesterday, there was one hit batter was not an 0-2 count, but Caicudo, who's at the plate now, has hit an 0-2 pitch in the ninth inning. Jordan De La Paz and A.J. Shaver 0-2 in that game on Friday, too. Here is Caicudo. Swings to the first pitch and flies in the air. Shallow left center. Rodriguez calls off Rivas, makes the catch on the run, loses the hat. And it puts away Caicudo on one pitch. One out in the fifth inning as Puaka Gregor retreats to first. A 1-0 Rodgers lead. Bottom five. A.J. Shaver, center fielder, steps to the plate. A low-scoring contest, 1-0. Rodgers, one run on four hits, no errors. Threshers, no runs and hit an error. And a toss to first. Puaka Grego back in with a headlong dive safely. Pitch home. Swinging a bouncer, foul third base side. It's nothing and one to Shaver. Well, today there's always something going on in baseball history, and this one happened to involve the Pittsburgh Pirates, in which they were on the part of history. They weren't making it, but they really weren't on a bad side of it, per se. On this day in 2009, the 0-1, and a fastball high and in for ball one, 1-1. Trevor Hoffman picked up save number 555 in a scoreless ninth inning as the Brewers defeat the Pirates 6-5. It was his first save for the Brewers. And the fastball down and away, 2-1. I guess it was, they picked up 14 straight wins over the Pirates that year, the Brewers did. Going back to 2007, but more importantly, the story is about Trevor Hoffman because that was save 555, ended up getting 600. With the Brewers, and in his career with 601 saves. 2-1. That's just inside of the right-handed batter, and Shaver 3-1. And of course, you take a look at the all-time save leaders now. The Sandman, Mariano Rivera, 652, leads the way. Lee Smith, 478. K-Rod, 437, more recent guy. Fourth all-time, which I think people don't really realize that. Another toss to first. A headlong dive back in safely. Francisco Rodriguez, 16 years in the major leagues. Across a handful of teams. And a pitch is low for ball four. It's another walk. The outing for Curtis. A walk and a hit batter, the two men have reached. And here comes Jim Horner. From the first base dugout. That's going to do it for Christian Curtis. And right now, no runs across 4 1/3 innings. But responsible for the two men on the base pass. Help the bullpen can leave some guys stranded out there with one out in the fifth inning. And Curtis's afternoon is over after throwing exactly 75 pitches. Pitching change underway here in Clearwater. 1-0 Marauders lead on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Sky. Have you ever
Edmer Lobo in with runners at first and second. In the bottom of the fifth inning, 1-0 Rodgers as Curtis's afternoon is over. First pitch curveball gets away from Forrester to the backstop. And we'll see if that one, that might be a pass ball though on Forrester. As Pauaka Grego advances to third base, Shaver at second. Count 1-0, no strikes on Trent Farquhar in the bottom of the fifth inning. So Curtis departs after 4 1/3 innings, allowed just one hit but walks 6 batters, 2 strikeouts. And hoping Lobo can get something rolling here and leave 2 men out there on the base pass. Southpaw comes set 1-0. So we're going to ground ball to first, right at the first baseman, Alfonso. He comes firing home. They get Pauaka Grego by a country mile as Forrester hangs onto it. I don't know what the call is. Right now Jim Horner's out. I have no idea. They said the run's going to count. They call balk? I think it was a balk. Because Farquhar is still at the plate. So Pauaka Grego scores. Wow, this is an obscure series. And the count is still 1-0. Infield is now in. And the game tied at 1 as the 1-0. So we're going to ground ball first base side. It's 1-1. By the way, that was a pass ball that was ruled before the balk. Lobo comes set and his 1-1 pitch is a breaking ball served up in the air deep to right field. Valdez chasing it back. It's gone onto the grass berm near the palm trees in right field. 2-1 home run from Trent Farquhar, and it's now a 3-1 Threshers advantage. Oh, again, that is just a really, really tough break. They thought they had Farquhar and out at home, and instead, that bat continues, and it's a two-run inning now, as the first pitch is cut on a miss by T.J. Walton. It's 0-1. Sacks empty, one out, bottom five. As the 0-1 from Lobo, swinging a line drive, one hopper in the hole, right side Toledo, backhands, fields, sets his feet, throws to first. Puts away Walton, second out of the fifth inning. Well, you can close the book now on Christian Curtis. He's up a pair of runs, both earned on one hit, 4 1/3 innings, 6 walks, 2 strikeouts. Siri does come down a bit from the day it started by about a run. There's Jordan Byers, left-handed batter in. Against the southpaw, Edmer Lobo, first pitch is a heater up and away for ball one. Lobo making his second appearance of the week. Second in single A, it was a call-up from the FCL Pirates. The 1-0, swing and a miss, fastball up in the zone, it's 1-1. In his debut again earlier this week, struck out 2 in a scoreless seventh inning. After he was promoted on Tuesday, pitched on Wednesday. The 1-1. Swinging a foul back behind Tome for strike two. So right now the 2-run home run from Farquhar is the difference. He's been on base 3 times today. 2 walks and now a home run. And the 1-2 from Lobo, check swing, he offered at it. He did. Zach Hovick pulls the hammer, and so Lobo ends his inning with a strikeout, but not before 3 runs coming to score on 1 hit and this fifth inning. 3-1 Threshers after 5 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our first Paws and Claws Night, presented by White Claw, on Friday, May 3rd, as the Marauders take on the St. Lucie Mets. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Threshers played 3 in the bottom of the fifth inning and take a 3-1 lead on the Marauders as we begin the top of the sixth inning. New arm of the game as Mavis Graves. Sunday afternoon has come to an end. Paxton Thompson, new pitcher in. And so the right-hander faces now a right-hander. And Esmerlin Valdez, first pitch is a fastball high. A slider high, I should say, for ball one. 24-year-old Paxton Thompson, 6'1", 205 righty thrower. Non-drafted free agent out of Charlotte. 1-0. There's a fastball in the outside corner called strike 1-1. Making his fifth appearance of the year, has allowed just one run on 5 hits, struck out 5, and 6 2/3 innings. So one save under his belt and a hold. One opportunity, and the 1-1 Valdez laces it into left field, base hit. It rolls towards the warning track of the wall. It gets there as Bennett can't cut it off. Valdez slides into second base with a double, and the Marauders have the tying run at the plate now as Valdez has a leadoff two-bagger. Well, Esmerlin Valdez, just like Alfonso, they've been seeking out two-baggers in bunches. Valdez had 2 yesterday. He's got 1 today. His first time on base. And now a 4-game on base streak. Well, he's at second. Garrett Forster takes a fastball in tight for ball one. Marauders still trail 3-1. And a man at second base, no one out. And Paxton Thompson, a pitcher into the ballgame. Righty set from the letters, and the 1-0. And a fastball zips on the outside corner, 92 called strike, it's 1-1. Thompson struck out 3 in 2 scoreless innings against the Marauders back on Tuesday night. Red glove set again from the letters, 1-1. So we're going to bounce it to the right side. First baseman Anthony backs up on it. Long underhand flip to first, but plenty of time. And so Forster leads a productive out, moves Valdez to third, and one gone of the inning for Eddie Rodriguez. So you can close the line on Mavis Graves. Goes 5 innings today. He's now in line for the win. A walk 2, allowed a run on 4 hits, 6 strikeouts for the Southpaw out of South Carolina. And at third, and one out, Eddie Rodriguez steps to the plate. First pitch is fisted back behind to him out of play for strike one. First baseman Keenan Anthony playing in on the grass at first. He set the 0-1. The fastball sails high. One ball and one strike. Rodriguez 1-for-2 today. Singled back in the second inning. Was activated off the injured list this week for the Marauders. A 1-1. Breaking ball high and in. 2-1. Well, I was talking about on this day in baseball history that happened in 2009 where Trevor Hoppen picked up his first save. Still a lot of active players right now who can inch closer to getting to 500 wins or 500 saves total. 2-1, swing and a miss. Ball in the dirt, 2-2. Kelly Jansen right now sits fifth all-time closer for the Boston Red Sox. 425 saves. He's just a dozen off from fourth all-time against Francisco Rodriguez. And then tied for sixth is Craig Kimbrell, who's got 424 career saves. Craig Kimbrell, boy, that doesn't have the fastball used to anymore. Yeah, it's a 2-2, and Rodriguez strikes out swinging. Two gone in the sixth inning. Valdez at third base. Here's Shalene Polanco trying to drive in this run. Marauders trail a pair in the sixth. But Craig Kimbrell now pitching in his 15th season in the bigs. First pitch is Polanco skies it high in the air behind him. Caicudo shading for the sun, and it ends up at the third row. He put his glove up, and it is strike one. But Craig Kimbrell's career ERA, everyone thinks he's fallen off his last few years. Pitched for the Phillies at one point. There's a 2.39 career ERA. It's a 23.8 wins above replacement player. Pitched for the Phillies last season. He was an all-star, 3.26 ERA, and 23 saves. Spent some time in the NL Central with the Cubs in 19-20 and 21. 0-1, as Polanco shoots it in the air, deep center field. Shaver racing, turning around, and it can't make the catch. Hits off the glove, rolls up against the wall. Polanco throws on the brakes at second base. As that scores Valdez, and Shalene Polanco has driven another run from the Marauders, gives them a deficit now of just 3-2. Well, that was a tough play for Shaver in center to make, but he knew right off the bat that ball was going to be trouble in the center. And so, a man at second. Two outs, P.J. Hilson, right-handed batter. Against the rider, Paxton Thompson. In for Mavis Graves, first man out of the bullpen. And Hilson takes a fastball at the kneecaps, called strike. Marauders are out hitting the Threshers 6-2 in this contest. As Hilson swings and misses at a fastball, it's 0-2. But that Polanco double is his first hit of the series. He was 1-for-17 at the plate, 0-for-16 before that at-bat. Well, now they've called it an error. As the 0-2, swinging a number up the first base side foul. Oh, so they have ruled that an error now, which is kind of tough for both then to Shaver. I mean, that ball was... hit well to center, about 390 feet. So an E8 as the right-hander comes set. And the 0-2. Fastball just a bit high and away, but Caicudo throws a challenge. The Marauders have lost all three, so they don't have any more. This is the first challenge used today by the Threshers. And it's a strike. Two strikeouts an inning for Paxton Thompson as Hilson goes down looking. A run on just one hit, allegedly, one error, and one man left on base. After 5.5, 3-2, Threshers on top on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Woot.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
Lobo out for the bottom of the sixth inning. First pitch is bunted up in the air, foul right into the Marauders dugout. First base side for strike one on Pierce Bennett. Marauders trailing 3-2, but they get the run back at the top of the sixth inning on the E8 in center field by AJ Shaver. As 0-1 is a called strike on the outside corner. It's nothing and two on Bennett. 4, 5, and 6 due up in this half inning for Lobo, who came in relief for Christian Curtis, got the last two outs in the fifth. But right now, a Trent Farquhar two-run home run allowed by him is the difference. 0-2, breaking ball low, it's 1-2. Once again, a balk was called in the middle of that bat. Otherwise, the ball that was hit in play was a ground out to first. And the 1-2, swinging a roller foul, third base side. Which it's interesting, too, talking about the balk and the ball that is in play. One, two, swinging a foul back behind Tome. Pitch is down and away. Misses two balls and two strikes to Bennett with Saltabon on deck. Pitch is swung on. Popped up middle of the infield. Third baseman Castillo in, but it's Rivas. Makes the catch in line with the mound. And Bennett put away on a pop out to begin the sixth inning for Devin Saltabon. I thought I had to go try to find it more in depth. I thought that if the ball was still in play, and it's kind of like the pass interference call in football, results in a good play. They take that instead as the first pitch is smacked up deep to left field. Rodriguez watches it sail over the wall. A home run for Devin Saltabon. He knew that off the bat. Had a chance to go. Solo blast. It's 4-2 Threshers in the sixth. So base is still empty. The home run from Saltabon, his first hit today. His third of the series is 3-for-19. As here's Keaton Anthony, right-handed batter. First pitch is a breaking ball. Called strike on the outside corner. Nothing and one. A one. And a breaking ball from Lobo. Is low, 1-1. And the pitch is a fastball high and away. It's 2-1. Anthony 0-for-2 today. Marauders trying to pick up a win on the series finale. They've dropped four of the first five games. Swing and a foul tip to the mitt of Forrester for strike two. It's 2-2. Right now, Christian Curtis is on the hook. And now a time called by Anthony. It was a little late there. Pitch is inside. 3-2 on Keaton Anthony with Nico Pauaca-Grego on deck. On this Sunday series finale, good weather to have it. 3-2 is outside, ball four. So Anthony walks. The walks have been the issue today for the entire pitching staff. Christian Curtis had six. Brings up Nico Pauaca-Grego. The man on, and here comes Jim Horner. This might do it for Imre Lobo. As it appears to go to the bullpen, Zach Kovic, umpire, is racing out to signal the change, and so new arm to the face, Imre Lobo. Here with one out, a man on, one run in the sixth inning. 4-2, Threshers on top here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
Bottom six, one run in on the home run from Devin Saltabon. Man at first, Nico Pauaca-Grego is the hitter with Peyton Stumbo, new arm of the ball game. So right-hander Stumbo replaces the lefty Inmer Lobo. First pitch to Pauaka Grego is a heater. Belt tie called strike on the outer half. It's nothing and one. Stumbo making his second appearance of this series. So he pitched on Tuesday, two innings, gave up two runs on three hits and walked three. 0-1, and that's outside with a changeup, 1-1. Rodgers now trailing 4-2 here in the sixth inning after they got a run in the top half of the frame. It's been taken back here by Clearwater. Spin to the toss over to first base. Throw a bit high, but Alfonso reels it in. Again, this is the final game of this series in Clearwater. We only make two visits here this year. This is just the first. Marauders open up now a 12-game homestand. As Bunch shown, tap third base side. Stumble off the hill. Bare hands, throws to first, and they get him in time. 1-3 on the putout. Anthony advances to second base. Two gone. And the inning for Luis Caicudo. Six-game series against the Twins affiliate in the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, and then six games against the St. Lucie Mets. Some great promotions going on this week. Thursday, 6:30 first pitch. $2 beers, $2 sodas, $2 hot dogs. Paws and Claws night on Friday. Bring your dog to the ballpark. Drink specials on White Claws. As a fastball at the knees called strike to Luis Caicudo, nothing and one. And then the big one, Star Wars night on Saturday, presented by Altitude Trampoline Park. Post-game fireworks. I mean, who doesn't love that? Fireworks after the game. As 0-1 misses downstairs, 1-1. And then the following week, the St. Lucie Mets come to town. For the first time, we face them twice. Wrap it up with Mother's Day on Sunday, May 12th. The 1-1. Fastball high and in, 2-1. On Caicudo, who's 1-for-2 today. Stumbo making his seventh appearance of the season, 0-2 with a 3.38 ERA, 10 2/3 innings. Walk 5, struck out 14. Look to second, 2-1. Fastball right there, the kneecaps called strike, 2-2. I'll leave a man in scoring position to end this sixth inning as we'll head to the late innings then after that. 2-2. And a breaking ball, rolled foul. Third base side, will do it again. Two balls and two strikes. And now late time called by Caicudo, wants to loosen things out again. And a breaking ball drops low and away, 3-2. With A.J. Shaver on deck, 8 old man. And Luis Caicudo, now a 12-game on base streak for him with his double back in the third inning. Swinging a ball, line out towards left field. Rodriguez backs up and twists his body around, makes a catch on a bit of a jump. Just shy of the warning track, and that ends the sixth inning. Now before the home run from Devin Saltabon adds on another. It's 4-2 Threshers after six here in Clearwater on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 25th for Military Appreciation Night as we recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear special patriotic jerseys as they take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Current and former military members can receive discounted and free tickets to every home Marauders game. Learn more by visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Jake Eddings, a new pitcher into the ball game as he faces Javier Rivas to start off this top of the seventh inning. 4-2 Threshers, just scored another in the sixth on a Devin Saltabon solo home run. As first pitch from Eddington is a fastball in the outside corner, called strike to Javier Rivas. It's nothing and one. So Eddington in, places Paxton Thompson 0-1. And a fastball right there, the kneecaps again, called strike. It's nothing and two on Rivas, who's 0-for-1 today, walk and reached on an error, the 0-2. Down and away with an off speed, it's 1-2. Thompson gives up the one run. It was unearned on one hit in an inning. In relief replaced Mavis Graves before, and now here is Eddington. As the 1-2 pitch is hit well out towards deep left center, Bennett shuffles back into his left, makes the catch as he backpedals a few steps shy of the warning track. And allowed first out to begin this seventh inning. So one out, no one on for Gerald Toledo, switch hitting second baseman. Batting left against the righter Eddington, whose first pitch fastball is a called strike on the inside corner, nothing and one. A 23-year-old Eddington, a seventh-round selection in the draft last year by the Phillies out of Missouri State. And a fastball up and in on Toledo. It's one ball and one strike. Marauders trailing 4-2 here in the seventh. Eddington making his fifth appearance, second start of the year. He's made two starts this year. The 1-1. That's low and in, 2-1, which one of them was against the Marauders. Back on opening day, April 5th, went 2 2/3, walked 5, struck out 4. The walks were the issue for him. And the pitch on to Toledo is fist and foul, third base side, 2-2. 13 walks, 12 strikeouts in 9 2/3 innings. That's his second appearance this week. He went 2 scoreless, 2 strikeouts, didn't walk anybody. Pitched on Thursday, 2-2. And Toledo slices a ball down the left field line. Bennett on the run over. He can't get there. It hops off the foul pole as Toledo scoots in the second base with a double. And the Marauders continue to collect two baggers in bunches this afternoon. That's their third double as a team. Last Sunday, they had 6, which is their season high. That's now 3 of their 6 hits going for 2 bases. A man at second, 1 out, top 7. Marauders trailing 4-2. And Jesus Castillo, the batter, makes the first pitch outside for ball 1. On Jesus, he's 0-for-3 this afternoon. Into playing his college baseball at Missouri State in the Missouri Valley Conference. The 1-0. And a fastball down and away, 2-0. Started his career at University of Alabama, though. Pitching 14 games there in 2021 as the pitch is being challenged. And it's a ball. And he missed the 2022 season with an injury before transferring then for his redshirt sophomore season at Missouri State. He played just 1 year there. Two-oh. Fastball, letter high, called strike. And it's 2-1. So Eddington was the class of 2020 in Alabama, was a top 300 player in the country, number 276 according to Perfect Game. 3-1 to Castillo is down and away. 2-1, excuse me. Now it's 3-1. So it's ball three. And 3-1 as Castillo tardy on a fastball up in the zone. The count's full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Well, the class before for Alabama was supposed to feature one C.J. Abrams. As 3-2 is a called third strike, and Castillo knew it. As Eddington punches out Jesus. Second out of the inning, man at second. Wilmer Alfonso, Marauders chilling 4-2. Abrams now was a first-round pick, was by Padres, so signed there, and then was traded over in the Juan Soto deal at Nationals and is blossoming into a star there. First pitch is low and in for ball one, a lefty, Wilmer Alfonso, it's 1-1. But also the same class in 2019, C.J. Abrams, Gary McMillan was recruited there out of JUCO. 1-0. And a fastball called strike on the outside corner. It's 1-1. As Alfonso uses his allotted timeout. 1-for-3 day for Omar. Doubled and scored in the fourth inning. With Toledo at second base as the pitch runs high and away. So it's 2-1 on Alfonso. Now a 7-game hitting streak for him with that double. An 8-game on base streak. Been really swinging the bat well. Righty set, look to second, 2-1. Check swing, Omar offered at it. Could hold up, it's 2-2. With two outs, representing the tie right of the plate. As Eddington trying to end things here in this top of the seventh inning on the Sunday finale. Now a time call as Eddington was about to throw downhill. And Kaikuru is the one who called it. Open umpire Larry Pettis was about to duck for cover. Kaikuru, I think, had something in his eye. As he stood up, took the mask off. And now they're back, ready to rock and roll once again. 2-2. Outside, 3-2. Esmond Valdez on deck awaiting. On a getaway day here in Clearwater. 3-2. Check swing, and Alfonso is punched out. A called third strike. Back-to-back K's for Jake Eddington. So after the double from Gerald Toledo, they can't advance him or score him. No runs, a hit. Man left in scoring position. And stretch time, 4-2. Pressure's on top here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our first Paws and Claws night presented by White Claw on Friday, May 3rd, as the Marauders take on the St. Lucie Mets. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Hayden Stumbo, first pitch from the windup in the bottom of the seventh inning, is corked out well the deep center field. Blanco racing back on the warning track and makes the catch on the run before he touches the outfield padded wall. And deep center field, allowed first out to A.J. Shaver. And one gone on one pitch to begin this half inning. Marauders trailing 4-2 in this Sunday series finale in Clearwater, Florida at Bankier Ballpark. Trent Farquhar, left-handed batter, steps in the left side. And first pitch is down and away for ball one from the right-hander Stumbo. Farquhar has been a tough out today. He's walked twice and a two-run home run in the fifth inning as he takes ball too low, 2-0. Home run head out to right field just above the Phillies World Champion banner, 2-0. That's low, 3-0. Spring training home of the Phillies. You can see a lot of decals around the ballpark with current Phillies and past Phillies, 3-0. That's down and away, ball four. Four-pitch walk from Stumbo to Farquhar, so he's got the hat trick and walks. And at first for T.J. Walton. First day, took the elevator up here to the press box, and door closed as you see Brad Lidge as he closed out the 2008 World Series. They defeated the local team around here in the Tampa Bay Rays. First pitch fastball clips the outside corner for a called strike, nothing and one. On Walton is 0 for 3 today. And then you got some of the newer decals of Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber. The 0-1. And Walton lines it out towards right field. A run in. Valdez makes the catch. Crouched over as Farquhar retreats back to the bag. Allowed second out. But Farquhar remains at first base. Bottom seven, 4-2 Threshers. And here is Jordan Byers. Oh, what's interesting here about compared to the other spring training sites we've been to so far is that a lot of the advertisements on the fence, there's a lot of local ones from Pennsylvania. As first pitch to Byers, checks his swing, and it's a called strike either way, nothing and one. Obviously, Wawa's down here, but Wawa from up in Pennsylvania and New Jersey areas were more prominent than down south. And then the left field line area is the 0-1. Runner in motion, pitches outside for a ball. Throw to second base, and no, they didn't get him. Rivas thought they had him, as did the rest of the Marauders, but Zach Hovick saying no. So it's one ball and one strike as Farquhar steals second. And the count 1-1 between Stumbo and Fires. And then the left field, Valley Forge in Montgomery County having an advertisement on the board. just outside Philly. And then you got Delco's Original Steaks and Hoagies up in Chatsford, Pennsylvania, and then the location down here in Dunedin. It's a little bit of both. A 1-1, and a breaking ball high. It's 2-1. And then you do have your local advertisements down there, Tampa Bay Times, but then you have a Fanatics one. That's a pretty hot button issue these days. As Virus swings and misses at a fastball, it's 2-2. Shepherd's Beach Resort on Clearwater Beach, which is a stone's throw away, about less than a 10-minute drive to the beach here from the ballpark. It's a great area to be. 2-2. Swinging a pop-up. Foul ground, third base side. Forrester chasing after with Castillo. Castillo wheels back away from the dugout. Makes the catch just in front of the camera well. And that puts it out of the seventh inning. No runs on no hits. Man left at second base. Seven innings in the book. 4-2 Thrashers on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement, and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecombe Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
South Tehran, new arm of the ball game at the top of the eighth for the Clearwater Threshers. He's the closer. He'll be going on for six outs here. Right now, Threshers have a 4-2 lead on the Marauders as first pitch from Tehran is cut on and missed for strike one by Esmerlin Valdez. 3, 4, and 5 due up in the order. Forrester and Rodriguez to follow. So Tehran comes in for Eddington, who struck out two, allowed a hit in a scoreless seventh inning. 22-year-old Tehran, native of Caracas, Venezuela. 0-1 as Valdez sharp hit ground ball right of the third baseman, Pauaca Grego. Gobbles it up low, throw to first, gets under the glove of Anthony. Valdez taking off for second base. Throw that way is late. And so that's going to be a two-base error on the third baseman, Nika Pauaca Grego. Just short arm to throw across the diamond. That's his third error of the season, and a third today by the Threshers. So a man at second base. And that's actually two errors in the same play, I should say. And there's a one in the fifth inning. Rivas reached an E6, E8, and an E5, so that's the third. As first pitch, there's a call strike on the outside corner to Garrett Forrester. It's nothing and one. As time's called, object got on the field from left field. It's a much smaller crowd today at over 5,000 plus at the ballpark last night. Obviously a little bit of around 1,000 today, maybe a little bit less. The 0-1. And swinging a bounce to third. Puaka Grego fields it to his left. Double clutches. A better throw this time. It's letter high. And Forrester's retired for the first out in the eighth inning. So Sal Tehran appearing in his sixth game of the season has yet to allow a run. Three saves and three opportunities. Four walks, 14 strikeouts in six innings. And but she's walked three of the four against Bradenton. In two innings. Eddie Rodriguez ready. Takes high, ball one. First appearance of the year, walked two, struck out three in an inning. Got the save, and then got the save on Tuesday. Walked one, allowed a hit, and struck out the side. And in an inning, 1-0. And Rodriguez takes upstairs again, 2-0. Something about when Tehran faces the Marauders. Can't find the zone the entire time. Two balls and no strikes. Ryan is set and fires home. And a fastball. Called strike on the inside corner. It's 2-1. Well, Sal Tehran, how you spell it. Just like the TV show, Better Call Saul. S-A-U-L, then Tehran, T-E-R-A-N. 2-1. And we've done it missed. It's two balls and two strikes on Rodriguez, who's 1-for-3 today. Single back in the second against a starter in Mavis Graves. Tehran trying to punch him out here for the second out of the inning. And the 2-2. Swinging a ball, blooped down to shallow left center field, and a dive from Bennett. He can't make the play, rolls past him. But Shaver back in the play up, throws it back into the infield quickly. And smothered by Caicudo. So base hit for Eddie Rodriguez's first multi-hit game of the season in his first series as a Marauder. Coming off the injured list earlier this week. Runners at first and third now and one out for Shalene Polanco. And things getting really interesting here as the Marauders trail 4-2. Right now the tying runs on base. Go ahead, run on the plate and Shalene Polanco. Who's got some pop in the bat. Left-hander at the plate, hit the ball well. His last time up, reached on an E8, though, by A.J. Shaver. First pitch, and Polanco takes belt high, called strike on the outer edge. Oh, Polanco and P.J. Hilson, who's on deck, has some pop at the bat. Oh, one. And Polanco strikes it well out towards deep right center field. Shaver running back towards the warning track, makes the catch on the run in the deepest alley of the ballpark, but it is deep enough to score. Valdez from third base, so a sac fly from Shalene Polanco makes it a one-run ball game again at 4-3. Boy, again, Polanco has driven the ball well out to center. Same dimensions pretty much as Citizens Bank Ballpark up in Philly. His first pitch is a called strike on a P.J. Hilson, nothing and one. So the error comes back to hurt the Threshers. An E5. Right-hander comes set in the throw. That's low and away. 1-1. Ready, set, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Change of speeds there. Gonzalez down in front. It's 1-2. With Rodriguez still at first base. Here in the top of the eighth inning, one run in. Out hitting the Threshers 7-3 today, but losing. As now runner in motion. It pitches outside. Throw down to second base. Is not in time. Boy, Rodriguez stopped. And then started again as Tehran wasn't motioning towards home yet. And so Rodriguez had to shut it down and then get it going again, but still reaches base in time. It's two balls and two strikes on Hilson. Now the tying run at second base. Base hit can tie it up. 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Ranky ball, Hilson lunges at and can't make contact with. As Teron strikes out Hilson to end the inning. Boy, a run on a hit, an error, and a man left in scoring position. Bottom eight next, 4-3 Threshers on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Tyler Kennedy, new pitcher of the ball game for the Bradenton Marauders, as he replaces Peyton Stumbo on this Sunday series finale. Kennedy again in for Stumbo. So the right-hander faces Pierce Bennett. First pitch fastball runs high for ball one to start this bottom of the eighth inning. Marauders get a run in the top half of the frame to trim the deficit down to 4-3. Righty's 1-0. And a fastball high, 2-0. Kennedy comes in, making his seventh appearance of the season. 2-0, fastball, check swing, roller out to second base. Toledo to his left in the hole, sidearm toss to first. And Bennett retired for the third time today. Second 4-3 put out. And one gone, no one on for Devin Saltabon. Kennedy comes in with 0-2 with a 12.71 ERA. 5 2/3 innings under his belt, 9 walks, 11 strikeouts. For the right-hander Kennedy. There's Devin Saltabon, second baseman. And the righty takes a breaking ball low and away for ball one. Saltabon 1-for-2, had a solo home run to left field in the sixth inning against Inmer Lobo. The 1-0. Swinging a ball, ripped down the left field line, out towards the fence, and it's out of here. Sneaks out for a home run. Second of the day for Saltabon. And it's a two-run lead again at 5-3. Boy, a line drive home run off the barrel of Devin Saltamon. He's one of the top 30 prospects on this team in the Phillies org. And first pitch is a fastball. Bell tie called, strike, nothing and one. Saltamon, the number 7 prospect in the Phillies org. 0-1. And a fastball comes in and hits. Keaton Anthony just nips him on the shoulder.
First baseman,
So men at first and one gone in the eighth inning for Nico Pawaka-Grego. Who steps in the left side with a man at first and a two-run ball game. First pitch is a fastball shot foul down the left field side, 0-1. Ball game was started by Christian Curtis today for the Marauders. Walked a career high 6 4 1/3 innings. The Marauders, they've given up 3 home runs today. They've walked 8 and struck out just 3. The 0-1. Fastball high, 1-1. Threshers have walked just 2 as a team. Mavis Graves hit both of them in his first 5 innings, and they've struck out 11. A 1-1 and a curveball. Top of the zone, called strike 1-2. Oh, Nico Pawaka-Grego is 0-2, hit by a pitch and scored in the 5th inning. Came home on a balk, 1-2. And Grego skips it to first, back in it by Alfonso to second for 1. Back over to first, Kennedy covers, inning-ending double play. 3-6-1 ends the frame, but up before a solo home run from Devin Saltabon again makes it a 2-run lead. 5-3 our score. Last chance of the Marauders in the 9th here in Clearwater on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 4th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders don special Star Wars themed jerseys. You can bid and purchase those jerseys online with the proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. And be sure to stay for an epic Star Wars themed fireworks show after the game presented by Budweiser. So bring your lightsaber and reserve your seats now at BradentonMarauders.com. May the Force be with you.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Saturday, June 8th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barba Negras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente jersey. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Five-three Threshers as we hit the top of the ninth inning. Last chance for the Marauders. Javi Rivas steps in, takes a fastball thigh-high, called strike. Sal Tehran on for the 6-out save today. As the 0-1 from the right-hander. Rivas punches it up in the air to right field. Vyers backs up now, sidesteps to his left and makes the catch. And a medium-depth right field. 2 pitches, 1 out. Gerald Toledo, then Jesus Castillo, minimum that Tehran will face. Already has 3 saves this season. And right now would be tied for the league lead at 4 if he converts this one here. First pitch is a fastball, called strike on the outer half, nothing and 1. So Toledo is putting together a nice game today. He's 1-for-2 with a double and a walk. And Toledo skips it on the grass to second. Saltabon runs towards first and flips it to first. And just like that, 4 pitches in. Marauders down on the last out tonight. As they trail 5-3, Devin Saltabon. A pair of solo home runs. The last one coming in the 8th inning to push his lead back to 2. 2 outs, no one on. First pitch to Jesus Castillo. Takes a fastball, called strike. Again, Marauders back home on Tuesday. Sort of a 12-game homestand as Castillo fans on a fastball at 0-2. Moving down to their last strike tonight. Don't forget, stick around for the post-game show after. Recap this week's series, today's game. We'll look around the organizational scoreboard. 0-2. Swing and a skipper up to first. Behind the bag. Anthony's got it. Jogs to the base and puts away Castillo and the Rodgers in this series. Tehran, a 1-2-3 ninth inning. As the Threshers defeat the Rodgers for the fifth time in 6 days. This one, not a one-run ball game, but still a two-run victory today. 5-3 Threshers final score. Well, post-game show coming up next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Borjeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our five-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any five games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride Parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
UPTUS Kids presents, What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
And welcome back to Bankier Ballpark, where the Marauders dropped the series finale by a final score of 5-3. Thomas Cinzarelli here on the postgame show. Before we take you back to this end result this afternoon, we're going to take a look at some of the scores around the Pittsburgh Pirates organization and the Florida State League. Buccos, big league team, 4:05 first pitch, just under 2 hours away from that. And San Francisco, Jared Jones gets the baseball, former Bradenton Marauder, 2-2 with a 2.79 ERA this year. It'll be fun to watch him. Again, just he's been dominant this season, so looking forward to taking in that start. Triple A Indianapolis still in a delay. They're supposed to get underway at 1:05 today, a doubleheader on the road in Omaha. And, well, they still haven't gotten off yet. It's been at least an hour and a half since. Altoona, bottom five, taking on the Akron Rubber Ducks. But that's been a long game as well, as Anthony Solomito is on the hill for the curve. And he went 3 1/3 today. They get 4 runs on 3 hits. 1 walk and 3 strikeouts for Solomino. He's done for the afternoon. They right now are trailing 5-3, runner at first and 1 gone, the bottom of the 5th inning. Greensboro getting underway at 3:05 p.m. as Alessandro Ercolani gets the baseball. He's been off to a great start this season, 1-1 and a 1.38 ERA for Ercolani. He goes against the Greenville Drive, the Red Sox, a high A affiliate, out there at Floor Field. In the Florida State League, pretty much everybody's afternoon baseball in this league, so we had a lot of scores to report. As Palm Beach blanks Fort Myers 4-0 and to end that series. Bottom nine right now, still two games in the ninth inning, though. Lakeland on top of Tampa 9-3. Remember, Lakeland came in a game behind the Threshers, so they will keep tabs with them and stay with them. Trail just a game behind. Dunedin trailing 3-1 at Jupiter. Boy, it has been a long losing skid for the Dunedin Blue Jays right now, as they do have runners on first and second, but two outs, trailing two in the ninth inning. And then St. Lucie, Daytona, throw first pitch at 5 p.m. out there at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Again, Fort Myers come to town next week. We'll preview that matchup. We'll take you back to this afternoon's matchup, as when we come back here on the Marauders postgame show, right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Tell your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Back here on the Marauders postgame show from Baker Ballpark, where the Marauders dropped this series finale by a score of 5-3. Thomas and Zerli here to take you back through this result today. Christian Curtis got the baseball against Mavis Graves. Marauders, they out-hit the Threshers today 7-4, but ultimately falling a couple home runs used by the Threshers. They hit three today and took advantage of a few walks out there by the Marauders to polish off this win. Marauders had an early chance in the second inning. Back-to-back leadoff singles by Garrett Forrester, Eddie Rodriguez to start the second. Shalene Polanco struck out swinging, and then P.J. Hilson lined out into a double play to double up Garrett Forrester at second. And so Mavis Graves worked around the foot traffic there. Those are two of the four hits he gave up. The other two coming in the fourth inning, as Alfonso laid off with a double. And then two batters later, Garrett Forrester single off the leg of Graves, kicks in the left field, base hit, scores Alfonso, and a 1-0 Marauders lead. But that was the only time that they would lead in this contest, as the Threshers put up three runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Curtis started the inning, hit Nika Polacco-Grego. Two batters later, walked A.J. Shaver. He departed with one out after 4-3 innings. Walked a career high six, struck out two, and a hit on 75 pitches. In comes Inmer Lobo, making his second single-A start appearance of the season, and ends up giving up a home run ball to Trent Farquhar. But first, a balk was called, scored Nico Polanco-Grego. All the run that Curtis inherited comes in to score on the home run from Farquhar, and so is a 3-1 Threshers lead after five. Marauders got a run back in the sixth inning, leadoff double from Esmalin Valdez, who then ends up scoring on an E8 with two outs in the inning. And so on a ball hit in play by Shalene Polanco, and so that got the lead back to one. But every time that the Marauders got a run, Threshers answered, Devin Saltabon's solo home run, a one-out blast to left field off of Lobo. And it was a 4-2 ball game. Riders got a run in the top of the eighth inning on a sac fly from Shalane Polanco that scored Esmond Valdez to reach on E5. But then the bottom of the eighth inning, Saltabon again, a one-out home run, this time off of Tyler Kennedy to push it to a two-run cushion. So final tallies in this one. 3 runs on 7 hits, no errors. 7 men left on base for the Marauders. Thrashers, 5 runs on 4 hits, 3 errors, and 5 men left on the base paths here this afternoon. Game time, 2 hours and 27 minutes, seen by 13:03 on this 8-degree day, Sunday afternoon at BayCare Ballpark. Winning pitcher is Mavis Graves, who improves to 2-1. Christian Curtis, loser, falls to 0-2. Saul Tehran picks up his 4th save of the season. Marauders will head back home today. They'll bus back after the game. Off day tomorrow before starting a 12-game homestand. Their only 12-game homestand of the season against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles on Tuesday. First pitch at 6:30. We'll get the pregame show rolling at 6:10 p.m. Carlos Jimenez gets the baseball 0-2, a 5.40 ERA, as the Mighty Muscles have yet to name a starter. Looking forward to that one. And again, big thanks to Jack McMullen in AAA Indianapolis, John Moses in AA Altoona for the organization report here this week. And so we'll see you back in Bradenton, Lecom Park on Tuesday night. But again, final score one last time. Thrashers take 5 of 6 in this series from the Marauders, winning 5-3 on this Sunday afternoon. We'll see you back on Tuesday at Lecom Park. So long.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.